A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's all about ball bearings these days. 57500 is the text number. A little Fletch reference, a little Fletch music. So,
is Babar with two B's or what?
Just relax, Mr. Babar. Let me see here. Can I borrow your towel? I hit a water buffalo on the way over here. I forgot about that. All right, so listen. It's the last portion of the program. You know what that means? We got to get into our two-minute drill here. And Scott's going to explain what the two-minute drill is. As we fire up ye old NFL music.
Well, at the end of the game or at the end of our show, we don't have a lot of time, so we got to hurry. We have a lot to talk about and not a lot of time to do it. So we talk a little bit about a lot of things, and we finish out the show in a strong fashion and win the day.
Oh, sorry, I'm into the music.
Oh, no, it's good. I like
it. Love it. I hum this up. By the way, this is a terrible thing and an awesome thing. I hum this music all the way home. Like I'm in the trombone section. Like I'm just, that's how much I love it. All right. Scott, let me start things off. Mark Cuban has revealed that he had an independent pollster investigate whether or not he could actually make a run at the presidency for this year as an independent. Pollster gave him their findings, and Mark Cuban decided, not so much. I'm not that interested in doing it. So, but he was close to – he felt like he was getting enough love across the board from everybody. And this is a guy who has – you know, he wouldn't be the first billionaire to go, you know what, I bet I could throw my hat in the ring here and make some – I've already got the money side of it figured out. Scott, who in – and you know what? Kudos to him for having somebody say, nah, probably wouldn't work, and him going, you know what, you're right, I'm not going to run. Because most guys go, yeah, right, make the numbers work. What NFL or NBA or professional sports coach, administrator, general manager, owner would you look at and go, oh, that guy would be pretty good at president?
I'm going to shock you a little bit right here. You ready for this one?
Chuck Knoll. What? Who?
No. Gail Miller.
Look at that.
Yes.
You know what?
I know. It's a great pick.
It's an amazing pick.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, Mark Cuban wouldn't be all bad.
No, Mark Cuban would be good, but what makes Gail Miller awesome is that she does what I think every great leader does. She surrounds herself with amazing talent, too. So she's a brainiac. On top of the fact that she hires brainiacs, that's an amazing pick, Scott.
Well, it's not only that, and that's a really good point about surrounding yourself with smart people.
Vice President Quinn Snyder, by the way, but keep going.
but what I like is she doesn't talk a lot. You know, you get a guy like Mark Cuban, and you could never shut him up, right? And he just on
those,
and on.
Those White House press conferences just keep going.
Right. But what she does is she's measured in when she speaks.
Yes.
And when she speaks, it has massive impact. And you get a sense from her that this is a person who cares deeply about what she's involved in and the causes, and she's on the right side of things pretty much all the time.
Yes.
And so it's that trusted leadership, and there's just a
Scott,
depth
sounds like
to her.
Why does it sound like? Hold on a minute. Did she hire you as the campaign manager? We said no. We'd never heard if she'd been running for president yet.
I actually interviewed her once on Helmets Off, and she was one of the best interviews I've ever had. She was great, really good, and her thoughts and her answers to questions were just about as impressive.
What are her hobbies? What is she into? Is she like golf?
No.
Look at that. We'd save so much dough on a. But see, that's the thing. When we get a president who's not into golfing. What are they going to spend money on that we're going to go, but what on earth are you spending $100 million on?
But here's what she did. She goes, look, when Larry died, you know, I was just a fan. And she kind of got out of her ivory tower and rolled up her sleeves and said, I'm going to be an active participant in the Utah Jazz. She believes it's a treasure and something that's very valuable to the people in the state of
it
Utah.
Is, and it is.
And she's done everything she could do to preserve that. And I just see her as she's kind of that reluctant leader, someone who would not seek this out, but would be
right.
Incredible.
Let me make my pick then.
All right.
Okay? And
Dennis Rodman.
He's got that East Asian connection with North Korea. We've already got that figured out.
He's the Secretary of State. Dennis Rodman.
Now I'm gonna go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Because I still want somebody who is kind of self-inflated, thinks they know what they're doing, but probably doesn't. Chip Kelly, head coach of the UCLA Bruins,
wow.
Get in there and just have him. He's every press conference, he's mad and he's fired up and he's grumpy about stuff and nothing ever gets done. You go, you know what? Great job. It's the same thing we've had the last few presidencies. So there you go. All right.
I mean, you got Bill Belichick.
Belichick would be a great president. Imagine the press conferences with him. Yeah, I dropped a bomb. Dropped a bomb on the Middle East. That's it. That's the only. And then you go. Can you tell us more about what happened in Iran?
Yeah, we're under Iraq.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're on to Kuwait.
My goodness. All right. next on the 2 minute, we could keep going with all these. Next on the 2 minute drill. Today everybody's apologizing for all the things they've said, and that's fine. But one of the things that came out today, and then you're gonna have some explaining to do if you are Nick Saban. 5 Alabama players have tested positive for COVID-19 after workouts. It has not been that long they've gotten into workouts again. Wink. The reality is they've probably been working out a lot more than we think they have been.
Right.
But according to CBS Sports, at least five University of Alabama football players have tested positive for COVID-19 after a group workout. The group workout included about 50 players, they said. They were tested Tuesday, practiced together Wednesday, received the test results today, and at least five tested positive. So the SEC allowed teams to return to voluntary workouts. What they're not saying is whether or not they were feeling symptomatic or not. Now that's the other thing they haven't said it, but they're tested positive, quarantined, and I think that a lot of the players and everybody else involved with those workouts also have to be quarantined as well. So you know what that means? Fewer Alabama practices for people to have to you know, you got to get ready for Alabama. And so fewer guys practicing with Alabama. There you go. So 5 guys. It doesn't bother you. This is going to happen, right?
It makes me wonder what kind of impact it'll have on wins and losses and loss of practice time. And it's just, you know, practice is important and getting things ready and right for a season. It's very important in football. So just hearing that, you just have to wonder what kind of impact. But the other side of it is, you know, most young people, when they it's not an issue. I mean, Donovan Mitchell didn't even have symptoms, and he tested positive. And so it's just a question of, okay, you have these situations come up. How can you control them when they do? You know, how can you quarantine these players? How can you keep them away? I think that's more of the issue and the concern. At least that's what I would have if I was in that situation.
So I certainly Alabama's not going to be the only team that's going to have this type of thing happen to them. So that's exactly what I think a lot of folks are worried about. But at the same time, there are a lot of folks who are saying, now this is exactly what is going to
happen. I mean, I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm surprised, Alex, like a team like BYU, just in the sense that a lot of returned missionaries, people have traveled all over the world. They've had a higher probability of exposure. I'm just surprised more of that has not happened here locally. And there really doesn't seem to – or even with all of those missionaries when they came back from all those parts of the world – I guess I would expect a lot of things to happen, and it didn't. And maybe it was because we were stay at home, stay safe, and that had a positive impact.
Yeah, we're seeing
impact.
That little mini uptick right now, you know, as we're starting to loosen some of the guidelines a little bit. But, yeah. All right, Scott Mitchell, You know what? You should run for president. Come on, buddy. Don't get it. Don't be one of those former athletes who goes, everybody wants me to be in office. And then you go, you start actually doing some of the politics and you go, this is not worth it. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. We'll be back again tomorrow, a Friday edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Until then, we'll see you then.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.